cache ton pays. Join in. Auprès de ma blonde, qu'il fait bon, fait bon, fait bon. Auprès de ma blonde, qu'il fait bon dormir. All right, all right. Quiet down. Now, what do you want to hear next? Hmm? Really? All right, well, here's a quick little thing. Now, in this scene... What did you say, Monsieur? No, speak up. Did you hear that? He said, I've heard your chirping, pretty bird. Now, what of your plumage? You're correct, Monsieur. This tavern pays me to chirp, as you've so nicely put it. Tell me, do they also pay you to bray like an ass in the middle of my songs? And as for my plumage, I won't be showing it to the likes of you. Now, the Mademoiselle in the blue over there, I wouldn't mind showing her my feathers. You remind me of a girl I once knew. I burned down a convent for her. True story. Now, as I was about to tell you all, this air is from the second... Oh, you won't let it go, will you? Yes, I'm wearing breeches. What of it? I'm still twice the man you are, and with half the parts. You've a sharp tongue, monsieur. Shall we see if your sword is as sharp? Or did you think this pretty bird had no talons? Take yours out, then. Let us see if you have at least one blade that can stand on its own. Now, madame et monsieur, while this imbecile fiddles with his hardware, let me continue my introduction. The next piece I'll sing for you is by our favorite Italian, Jean-Baptiste Lully. It tells the story of the sorceress Armide as she... Well, what are you waiting for? I'm standing here, sword out. Will you just ignore my challenge after so dishonoring me? As though I can't sing and fight a fool like you at the same time. I've had more difficult fights with a lock of my own hair. As I was saying, Armide has just cast a spell on the knight Renaud to make him love her. But now she wants him to truly love her, and frankly it's gotten a bit complicated, so she calls on the goddess of hate to simplify matters and make her detest him again. Now there's a lovely bit with the violins to introduce, but our swords will have to make do as my ritornello. Venez, venez, implacable. You'll have to be faster than that. Oh, monsieur, you're very close now. I can hear your heart. It sounds like it's beating a little faster than mine is. Are you having trouble? Dance this is. I'm afraid I know the steps a bit better. Venez, venez, implacable, sortez du coffre volontable, où vous faites régner un éternel horreur. I will say, monsieur, you've proven yourself a moderately more interesting challenge than I had expected. And the sight of you on your knees is... it's not entirely unpleasant. I know. That's from earlier in the opera. But it's just so fitting with this silly man under the point of my blade. Well, aside from the superb part, and vainqueur, and fatal, and you're not so much an enemy as you are a nuisance. And get the idea.
Le charme du soleil, le livre à ma vengeance. Je vais percer son invincible cœur.
Hmm.
Quel trouble me saisit.
You've dishonored me and posed and accepted a challenge to which you were not equal. You should pay for that.
Qui me fait des idées?
And I do want to cut you, to show you your place.
Qui peut m'arrêter?
But they say mercy is the mark of a great man. I never claimed to be a great man. Oh, please, he'll be fine. Those were barely scratches. Gentlemen, take your master away from here, see to his wounds, and ensure that he troubles us no longer. I have an heir to finish.
Volez, volez, secondez,
Monsieur d'Albert, your attendants told me I would find you here. You don't recognize me? Imagine my skirts or breeches, and that I'm 2 or 3 glasses of wine into my evening, and that I'm holding a sword, and singing rather a lot. Apologize? No, not exactly. I did want to check on you, though, and see how your shoulder was healing. I don't feel that I owe you an apology, but a reward? Perhaps. Why? Well, to be frank, Monsieur d'Albert, you entertain me, and I'm not a woman who's easily entertained. Well, your chatter's a bit boorish, but your swordsmanship is decent, and you had the nerve to heckle me and at least use a halfway clever metaphor, rather than the usual, "Show us your tits!" Actually, I did do that once. Provoked quite the reaction. You're more amusing than most of the men I've met. I'll admit that your skill with steel has me curious about your other weaponry. It's been some time since I've crossed blades in that manner. Oh, good Lord, man, I was trying to be delicate. Your cock. Or did you think I was here to finish you in some more literal fashion? Oh, you would like your servants to leave now? I don't really mind either way, they can stay. Fine, have them leave. And here we are again.
Enfin, tu es à ma puissance.
No, you're not on your knees this time, but bed will do. You're equally at my mercy as you were in the tavern last night. But you seem a bit less bellicose this time. Is it because I'm dressed as a girl now? Are you less willing to pick a silly argument with a beautiful woman than with a... What exactly did you think I was, come to think of it? I wasn't really hiding anything, even in men's clothing. You could still see my breasts peeking out from the top of my waistcoat. I made sure of that. And I've never met a man with hips or an ass quite like mine. Have you? You know, I think I look even more like a woman in men's clothing than I do in these skirts. But then, without the clothing, there can be no doubt. Can there? Well, how did you phrase it the other night? What do you think of my plumage? Let's see what you think. Get rid of those blankets. Just a shirt. I was hoping for breeches tied up with a cord or something so I could undo it with my mouth. But I suppose that will have to wait until you're recovered enough for proper clothing. I must say, I like this sword better than the one you showed me last night. It's well balanced. A sturdy hilt. Am I too bold for you, monsieur? Would you enjoy this more if I were a shy, trembling maiden? I am an actress, after all. Would it please you for me to grovel? Monsieur, I'm so sorry I acted rashly. I can't bear to think of how I've hurt you. Please, please forgive me, monsieur. I beg it. Please, allow me to make amends. Allow me to offer you something for your suffering. Please, you may loose your wrath upon me. Show me my proper place. Make me pay for what I've done to you. Je soupire. But it doesn't please me very much to pretend that, monsieur. And I'm not sorry I fought you. You got what you had coming for your overconfidence. I'm not shaking and sighing from timidity or, heaven forbid, virginity. Tout semble être fait pour l'amour. It's from desire that I tremble. From the sight of you. You're quite handsome, you know. And I must admit, you lying before me, injured and vulnerable, it only adds to your beauty. Ah, yes. I have quite a good view from here. I'll lift up your tunic. You don't get to be this good at swordplay without receiving and inflicting a few wounds like this. So let me see. The bandages are applied well, and it looks like it's healing well enough. You're gonna be fine. You'll be out of here in no time. Hopefully having learned a few things. Now, shall I just climb on top of you and take what I want? You have beautiful skin. And quite a nice mouth when it's not spouting nonsense. Oh, yes. Ah, go ahead. Play with my breasts. Take my nipple into your mouth. So good, monsieur. Here, move your hand down. See how wet I am for you. Yes, like that. Move it faster. Oh. Monsieur, I want you inside me. I'd say your sword fits its sheath quite nicely, Monsieur. Are you sure you don't want to fight me, Monsieur? I do love a good fight. Ah, yes. Pinch my nipples harder. Oh, there's some fire. Pin me down. You can even hit me, Monsieur, if you want to punish me for beating you. Oh, surely you can hit harder than that. I do love a good fight. Oh, when you move like that and use your hands. Oh, I like that too. Where was the spark last night, Monsieur? If you fought me as hard as you're fucking me, perhaps you wouldn't have been in this bed at all. Is this how you mean to punish me? Oh, this slow torture. Oh, yes, Monsieur. Oh, your cock fucking me. And your hand on my throat. Oh, it's almost as though I'm at your mercy. Not for long. Now lay still, Monsieur. And let me finish taking what I want from you. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Yes. Oh. Put your hands back. Oh. Do you like this? A strong woman on top of you, riding you, and taking her pleasure. Oh. 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 Kiss me again, Monsieur. Oh. down. Ah, oh, I'm so close. Oh, please. Oh, fuck me like you couldn't fight me. No. Oh, don't you dare come. You're not going to come inside me. I've no use for children. But my lips and tongue are well trained, and not just in song, monsieur. After all, I've had plenty of practice with girls. And they take quite a bit more skill than the likes of you. And besides, when I taste myself on you, why, it's almost as though there were another girl here with us. Don't feel the need to hold back, monsieur. Take what you want. I can certainly handle a little roughness. Very nice, monsieur. I must say, you make a substantially better lover than you do a fighter. Now, I think I'll stay here a while and see to it that your wound heals cleanly. Would you like that, monsieur? But either way, I'm pleased to have made your acquaintance. Would that all my introductions were as eventful. I suppose I didn't tell you my name. Well then. My name is Julie d'Aubigny. They call me La Maupin. You might not have heard of me yet. But you'll hear of me again. Enchantée.